It is another mailbag, John, presented by our friends at Tito's Handmade Vodka. Thank you, Tito's.
Number one vodka in America, based in Austin, Texas. Tito's and sodas on us. Tweet a guy, he'll send you his credit card number, and he'll just buy you some alcohol wherever you're at drinking.
Yeah, that's right. Just how do you like that idea? The receipt, and he'll Venmo you immediately, or just go buy the bottles and send us pictures. Please keep it going. You're on a Saturday night right now. Maybe send us some pictures of what you're hanging out, drinking, watching football. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly. Thank you, Tito's, for the support. And again, keep tagging us and sending us DMs of you and your Tito's. Podcast also brought to you by Decked.com/ham. Free shipping, John, on the incredible Decked drawer system for your truck.
Yep, Decked.com/ham. Free shipping. If you have a truck, you need some drawers, get on it right now. Decked.com/ham on us.
And
sweet.
DraftKings, baby. DraftKings promo code ham.
Yep, download the DraftKings app. I think next week it starts the playoffs for the FedEx. Starts at 125. I think we get a little golf game going.
Yes,
and then a couple golf games leading up to the Tour Championship. Then football's right around the corner. DraftKings, download the DraftKings app. Tell your friends to download the DraftKings app and put in promo code HAM and get ready because we got a league and we are going to play ourselves some fantasy football and golf.
As always, these mailbag questions come from iTunes, where you leave us a review. 5 stars, we appreciate it. Just hit 1,000. Thank you very much. And in that review, tell us your favorite bar to hang out at and leave us a question for the mailbag. You can also, we've been adding this the last several weeks, leave us a mailbag question on Facebook.
Do it.
The Haberman and Middlecoff promo code HAM Facebook page. So go check it out. Here we go, John. As always, real questions from real listeners. This is from JDuty22. Tito's and Sprite and a couple squirts of Mio. Love the show top to bottom each and every week. That's not a question, but that's the first person or maybe the second person we've had mention that they squirt some Mio in their Tito's and soda, which is like the little flavor. Okay. There we go. All right.
Now, my parents used to have that little thing.
The little bottle you keep in your pocket?
Yeah.
Now, here come the questions, John. This starts with Lorson DeBier. Pick one non-quarterback from each of the other NFC West teams to go on the current roster. Is it really as simple as Aaron Donald, Jamal Adams, and DeAndre Hopkins, or would you pick someone else? I do think it's that simple.
I would take Chandler Jones if he's healthy, I think.
Over Hopkins?
Yes.
I would not.
You're saying that, like, for the Niners?
Yeah, I think he's just saying pick one or from whoever. You have a team? Yeah.
Can you imagine Chandler Jones and Nick Bosa? Like, if you're adding them to the night, if that's the way you're doing it?
Could you imagine Hopkins, Debo Samuel, Kittle, and Ayuk?
Yeah, I need to know the exercise. Like, do I already have receivers? You're right. I think you could take Hopkins. Donald is a lock. You could, I mean, are we sure Jamal Adams? What about DK Metcalf?
Yeah. You're right.
One thing,
move would be DK instead of Hopkins, so you can get Jones instead of
So I go pass rusher with Donald and DK. I do that.
Would you want to go? You wouldn't go Ramsey if you're going Chandler Jones and DK. Just Darnold's one of the best players in the league. You just take him.
Yeah, I just kind of want DK on my team.
Mm-hmm. That's not as obvious. You can actually have some fun with that.
You could. This sounds crazy because you wouldn't take Aaron Donald, Ramsey, DK, and Chandler. Chandler's just
Ramsey, DK.
Pass.
Yeah, you could do that.
Some good players to pick.
You could also just do Tutu Atwell, Dwayne Eskridge, and Rondale Moore. Just take all the rookie receivers.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
How about the guy you
least? What about Deshaun? AJ Green, just throwback to like 2000.
The living in the past team?
11. Yeah.
And Bobby Wagner?
Dwayne Brown's like 39, I think. I read somewhere. He's 37, I think.
Dwayne Brown, the tackle. Yeah. How about Gabe Jackson?
They have like 4 hold-ins right now in Seattle. Have you seen that? They're at practice. None of them practice. Jamal, Dwayne Brown, they just stand there.
I thought Jamal got paid like 2 weeks ago.
But then they're at an impasse. Someone tweeted at me this tweet that is basically the impasse is they're offering him 17.5. He views himself as a defensive lineman linebacker because he's a pass rusher.
Gotcha.
You know, he led the team, I think, in sacks. So he wants close to $20 million.
Okay.
Which I love a safety going, like, I also view myself as a defensive lineman.
Yeah. Well, I don't think the arbitrator would, but interesting. Interesting. You know, why not?
I'd go Jamal, take the 17.5.
This is a big one here from D-Man 5365. Enjoy the pod. I found it during some free time during Rona and haven't looked back. typically watch them on the tube as well. Two spots to watch a game and have a drink. The Station in downtown Tracy, California. The bar has great beers and drinks, even better barbecue. Recommend the classic tri-tip. I love tri-tip. I miss it. Speakeasy in Salina, Kansas. Good college bar for Kansas Wesleyan students and cheap drinks. Probably has 40 flat screen TVs playing games all the time. So to everybody who listens and attends Kansas Wesleyan, you probably already know about Speakeasy. Question. You're building a new franchise and you have your choice of two options. Trey Lance is your quarterback or Jimmy is your quarterback and you get to pick two other players of your choice. Keep up the great work pouring a Tito's now. So Trey Lance or, you know, Garoppolo, Bosa, Trent Williams. Garoppolo, Bosa, Brandon Ayuk. Garoppolo, Trent Williams, Fred Warner. I'm going to go Trey Lance, John. And the reason I'm going to go Trey Lance is because I thought about it. Actually, Thursday, we were out of practice, and I said to you, going to a practice every day, watching a quarterback that you don't think can really carry your team has got to be pretty brutal. I just need the upside of the potential that I've got a top five quarterback. Kyle Shanahan said that a while ago on the Flying Coach podcast. You're just constantly trying to get a top five quarterback. That's what you're trying to get. So I'm trying to get a top five quarterback. That's why I would go with Trey Lance.
Yeah, we know nothing about this guy besides seeing him do cool things in practice. But you have to look at him with the potential, because that's just what you have to do. He can be Josh Allen, Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. If you think about it, would those teams trade their quarterback for Jimmy Garoppolo, Aaron Donald, and Devontae Adams?
Right.
Would you rather... Now, again, you have to be that level good for it, like, because you would rather have Jimmy, Devontae Adams, and Aaron Donald than Dak, right? You would do... Once you get like past the line of delineation, it gets... starts getting questionable. But once I go the top four or five guys, you just would not do it.
And in 3 years, you go, no, he didn't turn out to be a top five guy. That would have been a bad move. But the promise, the potential at least of that.
You know the one thing that's never happened, for as great as these questions are, and they've been happening in the history of sports, no one's ever just been able to be like, I'll take LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, and Pete Shaq. Like, I'll take Aaron Donald. How about I get Jerry Rice in his prime? Like, it's a great conversation when you're having Tito's. It just never happens in reality. Love the question, though.
All right. Next up, John, this is from Francis De La Cruz. Love the content. 49er Bar, the American Club. The American Club Town Club in Hong Kong. Is there a 49er Bar in Hong Kong?
Never been to Asia, to be honest with you.
49er. Nope. Oh, wait, it's called the 49er at the American Club Town Club in Hong Kong. It's the longest. If you had to tell your cab driver to get there, it would, the 49er at the American Club Town Club in Hong Kong, I think is the name of this place.
That's crazy. I've always wanted to go to Hong Kong.
Wonder what their drink specials are like. Honest assessment of the offensive line from what you saw at practice. Well, Trent Williams might be, I'm not going to say he's the lowest maintenance star. Left tackle. Maybe left tackles, offensive linemen tend to be low maintenance.
I think they tend to be.
But he's low maintenance when it comes to practice. I would say very businesslike. I think it'll be solid. I think it comes down to the right tackle, McGlinchey. Because even if your rookie's not starting right guard, you got Brunskill. If Mack is good, if Trent Williams is good, if McGlinchey is good, then that's fine. You got a pretty solid offensive line.
If McGlinchey is just back to solid, they're in good shape.
And I think the honest assessment. I think there's a chance they're in pretty good shape on the offensive line this year.
Yes. I think their starter should be pretty good. McGlinchey would be my question mark. That honestly, I think he looks good in practice, but it is hard to gauge.
Yeah, you're reading his body language.
He looks good. He looks big.
He's
always been tall. He just looks kind of thicker now.
Next up, this is from Dustin Greenwood. Full name on the internet. You know, I love respect that. I keep hearing all these great things about our defensive line, which is really good to hear, but my main takeaway is that our offensive line may be in trouble. Alex Mack seems like he's getting beat almost every day, and right guard's currently a mystery since Banks is struggling. Are you guys concerned about the offensive line, or is it just me? Like I said, I don't think Banks is going to end up starting for them at right guard. I think it's going to be Brunskill. I think Alex Mack still has something in the tank.
I think they're fine with Alex Mack. Who's saying he's getting beat? I don't see him getting beat.
Well, the reports have been the D-line's been pretty good, and that's, you know, at the expense of the offensive line.
Yeah. I think Alex Mack is fine. I think Aaron Banks not starting is just maybe he's just not ready. Like, he's not – Brunskill started a lot of games. I think they got him out of the AAF. Wasn't he one of the AAF guys a couple years ago? Yeah, and I think he's been pretty good. He's played a lot.
Well, Mike McDaniel said it on Wednesday. Part of the standard for Banks is that he has to be better than Daniel Brunskill.
Yeah.
I mean, does.
Can't be as equal.
But.
Yeah.
Next up, this is from Clarence Molina, full name on the internet. Hi, guys. Go Tito's. Like that Tito's supports many dog-based charities. Yes, they do. Tito's is for pet lovers. No, that's not what they say. They say Tito's is for pet owners, maybe?
Yeah.
Whatever their line is, it's, they do support many dog-based charities. So happy for my Niners with BA returning punts. That's Brandon Ayuk. And his expected emergence as WR1, that means wide receiver one. Do you think he can surpass 1,500 all-purpose yards? This is Clarence in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
I'll be completely honest. I know they put that on the depth chart.
You're not buying it?
Do you expect him to return punts?
I mean, he's been returning punts in practice, so why are they wasting time with that?
Well, that's what it exposes myself. I don't pay attention at all besides just like when they're punting to like a bunch of guys. But you think he's going to be their starting punt return week one?
That seems a little crazy. I'm a little skeptical of that, but I mean, every time I chart special teams, John, I've seen him back there.
I would not have him returning punts. Like, he is their best wide receiver.
I'd wait for
margin.
Key moments. That's actually been your suggestion. I'm with you. I'd be afraid. But
I think their problem is the way their team's built and the guys are going to keep. Do they have another punt returner on their team? I do not like Mohamed Sanu. I would not have him return punts.
Your number three receiver?
You can't one of your DBs just do it and catch it and just fucking fair catch it?
Richie James, if he makes a team?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a problem.
1,500. Last year in the NFL, there were five players that had over 1,500 all-purpose yards. Those players were Derrick Henry, Dalvin Cook, Alvin Kamara, Stephon Diggs, and David Montgomery. Obviously, Christian McCaffrey was not healthy last year. McCaffrey in 2019, he went almost 2,400 all-purpose. Zeke had 17. Chubb had 17. Derrick Henry had 17. Michael Thomas had 17. Leonard Fournette had 16. Dalvin Cook had 16. Jeez, Miles Sanders had 16. Aaron Jones had almost 16. Austin Eckler had over 15. And Saquon Barkley was Chris Carson, not Saquon, was 4 yards short. Could Brandon Ayuk get over 1,500 all-purpose yards? If he plays 17 games, I think he'll have a chance, but... I mean, I'm okay if he – I mean, I'd love for him to have a – we think he's going to have a breakout year. You spread it around, I don't want anybody getting hurt.
I think he could have like 1,400 receiving. I think he could have a big – remember, you get an extra game.
Yeah.
You have a big year. Big.
Next up, this is from
huh? That's a long –
yeah, if this review was an Audible book, this would be a long one. Genovevo Gonzalez, great podcast. Kai and John are very relatable, easy to listen to, and generally fair in their circumstances. That said, I have one major issue with your analysis, and that's Shanahan Love. The facts are he has the worst winning percentage of active coaches in the NFL since 2017, 463. His offenses in San Francisco have an average ranking of 12. He's only finished top five offensive ranking once in 4 years. You're consistently attacking Gruden for his personnel decisions, rightfully so, but the 49ers have the same power structure, and Kyle gets a pass. He hasn't produced outside of the Super Bowl. You're coming from guys that preach this is a bottom line business consistently. Why do you have such a strong belief in Kyle's ability as the head coach? Do you want to start with that one?
Yeah, I do, because he wrote it in there. Besides the Super Bowl year, like the Super Bowl year happened. He got the one seed. He beat the shit out of the Packers. He fucking pounded the Vikings and went to the Super Bowl and had the lead. Like that happened. Gruden has not had a winning season since like me and you were in college. So to compare, they have nothing in common. He has drafted several Pro Bowlers all over the roster. Kittle, Warner, Bosa. Like he had a top five pick. He hit a home run. Like that happened. But even if we take away Bosa, like you should nail the second pick. His mid-round picks, what would the Raiders do for like Fred Warner? Right? So their last year, think about this. Last year, the Niners were a shit show. Their quarterback fell apart. They were a joke. They went 6-10. The Raiders, who were like, God, they were just almost there, right there. Won two more games. Derek had the second best season of his career. They won two more games. So I'd say, I don't know what to tell you. I think sometimes Raider fans, they get so offended with Kyle and sometimes Niner stuff. Like, it's like, guys, you guys just always suck. But if Gruden 2 years ago had been to the AFC Championship game, we wouldn't be talking about him the same. Even I'm not even talking the Super Bowl. I'm just saying, like, they don't even sniff the playoffs.
No, if Gruden didn't have a 10-year contract, we talk about him being on the hot seat.
It could have been fireable last year.
Also, players rave about Kyle. You know, players that had a bad year that weren't great, you know, are not the best representatives. But we've had a couple of players now in the last couple of days say they're so happy they're not on the Raiders anymore. LaMarcus Joyner, the latest.
Yeah, I just think you would independently, if the Raiders and Niners had never been in the same area, like no one compares like the Niners and the Giants, right? Or the Niners and the Saints. So the Raiders and Niners are compared because people around here, it was always a conversation. Yeah. And a lot of Raider fans.
You have coworkers, you're arguing with them.
Yeah. And you never felt you got the respect. I get it. But like, just look at the Raiders independently. Like I'm not even like you and I like talking about them and try to be positive about them. They are kind of viewed as a laughing stock at higher level now than maybe what they were 5 or 6. But like John Gruden, I'd say universally around the league is kind of laughed at.
Well,
factoring in the money. Like if he was just the hype and the money and it's just kind of like, what is going on?
A good offensive coach, but the entire operation is not buttoned down. You know where Kyle gets criticized by us is when we start comparing him to Sean McVay. And we go, okay, we think that you're just as good, but McVay's bad years, quote unquote bad years, are still really impressive, right? So to your point, there's no reason really to compare him to Gruden except for location, what it used to be. All right, next up, this is from Central Coast Pauly. First stumbled upon the podcast from 3 and Out. Now it's my go-to each week. One of the most relatable, knowledgeable, and entertaining sports pods out there. Keep up the great work. Much appreciated, Middle Cough, and Hey Behaves. Two questions. How many TDs will Ross the Boss Dwelly get, over under 4? And John, how'd you first get introduced to Colin Cowherd? My favorite bar is Red Wave Inn when I was in Fresno 2009-2013. Red Wave Inn, taco specials or wings? Wings.
The tacos, and they got a big ass burrito that was pretty good too.
Okay,
and they got some good chips.
There might have been some bar.
Andy Bennett, Drew Hill, some beers slammed there for sure.
That's a who's
Red Wave Inn was a sleeper. I think was a very sleeper bar there.
Do you want to start? How'd you get first introduced to Colin?
Internet, Twitter.
I thought it was Jeremiah Crow. I thought that was how.
Well, he just started following me on Twitter, and then he knew those guys, so I think he asked about me, but he found out about me on Twitter, I thought.
You remember. But you know better than me.
That's how I always tell people. Twitter. Gotcha. It's like the high point for me in Twitter. It's been downhill ever since.
Pretty good high point.
Yeah.
How many touchdowns will Ross the Boss Dwelly get this year? Over under 4. Feels like people are high on Ross Dwelly right now.
It feels about 2 to me. What about you?
I think Dwelly's got a 2-touchdown game in him. So now you got 17 games. People get hurt. I mean, he's got 3 career touchdowns in 3 years. I'm going to go over just for fun. Why not?
Yeah. Three feels realistic, like a 2-touchdown game, and then he just has one other one. You're like, damn,
if he's got a 2-touchdown game, he's going over 4, John.
Yeah, he'd have a chance.
Prize Picks is America's #1 fantasy sports app because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on 2 or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends, and everything in between. It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game. And I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember, I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. They say you're not supposed to give out multiple URLs in one ad, but for a great cause, you do it. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know? One man every hour, every day, is diagnosed with testicular cancer. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer among men age 15 to 35. I did not know that. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Manscaped is donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. You can visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And of course, use the code HAM for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. With this in mind, you can perform simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying the Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. If you don't like making a mess, it's great because this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, shave in the ocean, shave in the hotel. Code HAM at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping. Oh, the places ground beef from ButcherBox can take you. Ground beef is absolutely the go-to item in my freezer. Why? Because at a moment's notice, you're making bolognese, you're making enchiladas, you're making chili, you're making meatloaf, you're making hamburger patties, and we are entering hamburger patty season. I've been telling you about ButcherBox for years. High quality cuts of meat, amazing value. Find high quality seafood as well that you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping always. Today, ButcherBox is giving you, the listener, free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Just use my link, butcherbox.com/ham, and use the code HAM to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/ham, code HAM.
Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone, go to your iPad, download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live? A concert? Get outside. Enjoy yourself. Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account. And use the code HAM for your first purchase for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
I got to tell you about the Eufy Video Lock. I've spent years trying to upgrade my security system at the house with one of those big name companies that, I'll be honest, sucks. I got the Eufy Video Lock, and it's an automatic improvement. That's Eufy, E-U-F-Y, Video Lock. It's easy to install, just a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required. And now I've got the keyless entry. I always go for walks. I don't want to take keys. I hate stuff in my pockets. I go without the keys. The fingerprint recognition lets me in less than 1 second. There's no monthly fees. You have your recordings locally. You never have to pay for storage. I love knowing that doorbell ring was just a delivery. I don't have to jump up and get it. Or if I'm out of town, I can look, I can see the landing in front of the door and tell the neighbor, hey, do you mind swinging by and picking up something? I love the 3-in-1 video smart lock from Eufy, and you will too. So search Eufy Video Lock, E-U-F-Y Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is from Jesse Vita. What's up, guys? I get the hype with Trey, third overall pick, freak athlete, big arm, etc. Yeah. Whoever the starter is, shouldn't we as fans be stoked to have two potential NFL starter level QBs? Everyone wants to throw Jimmy out, but shit happens. Injuries, bad play. Whoever the starter is, we should keep both. Agree or disagree? Tuning in from sunny Singapore. Keep up the good work, boys. I wish we had a bar drop in Singapore. What's up, Jesse? We definitely agree whoever is the starter, they should keep both. And I think if Trey Lance plays well, particularly this week, if there is some real momentum on he could be the week one starter, then that really will become a bigger conversation. What do you do with Jimmy? Are you willing to pay a backup this much money?
I would say never, because Sam Bradford and the Teddy Bridgewater situation, if someone offered them a first-round pick, I think you would have to do it. I just don't likely see that scenario, and I actually see the Sam Bradford situation working against the 49ers. Because if we were like desperate, like let's say our quarterback, Dak Prescott's out, it's like, Cowboys, should we trade for Jimmy Garoppolo? You'd be like, well, and again, that's a probably bad example because Dak makes a ton of money. But if Sam Bradford came up and we were like sitting at a meeting table with like all of our scouts and a couple of high-end coaches, you'd be like, that was not a good decision, right?
Yeah.
We should have just rode it out. It was a win for the Eagles.
By the Vikings?
It's kind of weird thinking about it, but yeah, he was on the Vikings. I do not really remember that, but he was.
Kyle Martin, another full name. Oh, this might be because this one's from Facebook. Love the pod. Grew up in Vegas. The Niners were the local broadcast every week during the end of the Montana and Young years, which made it very easy to become a fan. Now a transplant in Omaha, Nebraska. When you guys come this way for the College World Series, check out Barrett's Barleycorn. Great atmosphere, stiff drinks, and amazing food. Get the chicken Philly loaded at Barrett's Barleycorn. My question. The plan is for Jimmy G to be QB1. How much does another team have to offer for Shanahan to drive him to SFO? He'd drive him probably to the Santa Clara airport. If Denver called up and offered a first, is that enough? Yes.
Yes.
Would like Denver's second round pick be enough?
No, I don't think so. To me, a second's not.
Have traded him for a second if they'd been offered that on draft night?
Maybe, but things have changed.
What's changed? Trey Lance looks good.
Well, but you're just around. You see your team. You see the other teams losing quarterbacks. I think it's easier to make those type decisions when nothing's going on. Yeah.
You're all in on winning this year at any cost. Literally, you might be willing to pay your $25 million quarterback to be a backup. So you have to be. You have to be compelled, and a first round pick compels you.
I also think like when you say a team second round pick. Well, if you have to do it now. You're hoping they win four or five games. What if they win nine and then that second? Like, at least the guarantee with a first-round pick, even if they do make the second round of the playoffs, you're still getting a pick in the 20s.
If I told you Jimmy Garoppolo is Denver's quarterback, how many games does Denver win? Nine?
I think they would be better.
Yeah. Well, they absolutely would be better. That's something else. That was it. That's all our mailbag questions. Good mailbag, everybody. Don't forget, Saturday night, if you're listening to this on a Saturday, halftime of the Niner game, instead of our normal Sunday recording of the podcast, we will be recording our podcast on Saturday night, and we will begin that when Trey Lance is done playing, so it should be at halftime of the Niner-Chiefs game, Saturday night.
Yes! Football, guy. I freaking love football. It's back. Kinda, but at least we're very close to the regular season, and then I don't know if I was awake, I was dreaming. Sundays are pretty awesome during the fall. When you just sit around and watch football... And it's just real football, shit's going on.
Yeah.
And you're just like, this is sweet.
Yep.
Especially when you get the good days when it's just like games are good and things are awesome. You know, I just a good Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
There's just find me a better day. Like Saturdays are cool and I love college football. And maybe it's just where you live in more pro areas. Like I understand if you live in out like South, it's huge, right? Ohio State fan is huge. I love Saturdays. Sundays are on a different level though for me. Sundays are awesome. Just so much sitting there and watching.
The best part is when you got the afternoon games and you still have a Sunday and you still have a Monday. That was one of the things the Premier League took from, I didn't know this, from the NFL, was Monday Night Football.
They have a Monday night game on EPL.
I don't know if they still do, but that was like when it grew in the 90s, they actually called it Monday Night Football.
Genius. Monday Night Football. Like, yeah, right?
Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Their whole thing was like, forget about your week sucking because it's only Monday. We've got more football. That was like their promotion. Your week doesn't suck because it's Monday.
Think
it's
how many downers like Case of the Mondays. You can't have Case of the Mondays if you like football because you got Monday Night Football.
That's right. You can have a Case of the Tuesdays, but that's Tito's Tuesday, so that's awesome. And then Wednesday's here, and then you're one day away from Thursday night Tito's.
You can have Case of the Mondays if you're Lewis Riddick. You know a lot more people are going to watch the Mannings than your broadcast.
Yeah, but a lot of people are still watching your broadcast.
Yeah, not guaranteed. More people are still going to watch.
Because no one, are the Mannings on? Which weeks are they on? I don't know.
I think start week 3.
Sometimes, what if you're, because I do wonder if you're watching a game that you really want to lock in on, you're still going to watch the Monday Night Football. I think. We'll see what it looks like. But you're like, I want to lock in on this game. What's Peyton doing? It's like Peyton's, I don't know, telling jokes with Joel McHale. I don't know what he's doing.
Well, if it's like the third week and you're a Packer fan and it's Packers fucking Vikings, like, are you just, that's a serious game for you.
But even if you're not, you just want to, I want to watch this game. What happened on that replay? I don't know, because Peyton and Cooper just played a prank on their mom and they're showing you the video.
Yeah, well, they put the phone in Chinese. That's one of their go-tos.
That was pretty funny, actually.
That was funny.
All right, thanks for hanging with us, everybody. We'll see you Saturday night.
Later.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.